My name is Lee Arts. I'm a professor of media studies at Purdue Calumet. I do research in international communication. So I'm very pleased to be chairing this panel, this public forum on Venezuela. Most of you know, on March 9th of this year, President Obama issued an executive order that declared a national emergency due to the extraordinary threat posed by Venezuela to the national security of this country. The executive order targeted seven individuals who were excluded from visiting the United States, and he went on to charge Venezuela with undermining the democratic process, violating the rights of peaceful protesters, and interfering with free speech and peaceful assembly. I had two responses immediately. One is a U.S. citizen who has closely followed U.S. foreign policy since Vietnam. The idea that the United States could accuse another country of excessive force and corruption was mind-boggling. I wish I had time to show you Minister Louis Farrakhan's response to Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes. I wish I could channel the passionate indignation that he had when what Mike Wallace suggested there was a country that was corrupt. Farrakhan said, "The United States should keep its mouth shut." As much hell as the U.S. has raised on this earth, spilled blood on every continent, millions of Native Americans to the atomic bomb at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, hundreds of thousands killed in the Mideast, including 500,000 children who were starved to death for political reasons. Death squads in Latin America, dictatorships for decades, torture and rendition to this day, drones against civilians in violation of international law, meddling in support for coups in Venezuela, Honduras, Ecuador, Uruguay, Nicaragua, the list goes on. Clearly, this government has no right to speak to any other government on the face of the earth. There is no one more corrupt and no one that denies public assembly and exhibits violence against its citizens more than those in the United States. Just look. Just look at the attacks on Black Lives Matter or just black citizens every day. Just look at the attacks and the violations of free speech against multiple Occupy movements or labor actions in this region. There is no more violent or corrupt government on the face of the earth. And this is what Farrakhan said, but this is what I'm saying. There is more greater threat to world peace and human development than the United States. The executive order is just one more action, just one more small example of U.S. intervention in Venezuela, Latin America, and it parallels U.S. intervention in the Ukraine, the Mideast, and elsewhere. Response number two. I only had two. As a researcher in international communication who closely follows Latin America, global media, and political and social change in the region, my study, including several research trips, interviews with media workers, officials, and participants in missions in Venezuela, and a close reading of international press coverage, I would say Venezuela is not a threat. Venezuela may be a threat of a good example. The threat of a good example. And I noticed that others agree. UNASUR, the Union of South American Nations, voted unanimously to condemn the executive order. 33 nations at the summit of the Americas, blocked only by Canada and the U.S. 33 nations said withdraw that executive order. More than 10 million Venezuelans have signed a petition saying withdraw the executive order. Do you know that even the director of U.S. National Intelligence will not describe Venezuela as a threat? The U.S. has tried to walk it back, saying it's just standard language, but there's still 100 embassy workers in Venezuela working with the opposition against democracy. The threat in this hemisphere is U.S. intervention, U.S. interference. You want good examples? You want hope? Look at some of the accomplishments. ABC News reported that nutrition has doubled in the last decade in Venezuela. UNICEF reports that infant mortality has been reduced by a third. The Guardian newspaper reports extreme poverty has been reduced by 74%. UNESCO reports that illiteracy, Venezuela was illiteracy-free as of 2005. In fact, the literacy rate is greater in Venezuela than in the United States. You want an example? They've built 13 universities in Venezuela in the last 15 years, 30 million people. You know what they've done in the 38 million population of California? They've built 22 prisons. 13 universities, 22 prisons. Who should we be afraid of? The Economist reports support for democracy in Venezuela is the highest in Latin America because they have a sense, this is the Economist, quote, that the government is acting on behalf of everyone rather than the privileged few. There's more. There's so much more that we don't know. And as a professor of communication and global media, I recognize it's not our fault. We get limited information provided by the commercial media. I ask, wouldn't it be great to get some information that was not distorted, that was not filtered, that was not framed by government sources and the ideology of neoliberalism, by the New York Times, Fox News, ABC? Well, tonight we have the opportunity. Thanks to Dr. Felix Massoud, who arranged the facilities here. Thanks to the local committee, Chicago Stands with Venezuela, that invited our speaker and sponsored this forum. We have an opportunity to circumvent the media filter and that frame. Tonight we have a guest to provide firsthand account, documented evidence of the progress, a political economic overview of the conditions faced in Venezuela, and discuss some policies to address both problems and opportunities.